This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Security forces killed a protester and wounded 91 others in Baghdad Saturday as tens of thousands of Iraqis gathered in mass anti-government protests in the capital and blocked roads leading to a major port. We get more from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
Arab news channels showed video of protesters blocking the main road leading to the port of Umm Qasr with burning tires and blocks of concrete. The port through which Iraq imports grain, cooking oil, and sugar has been closed since Wednesday. In Baghdad, hundreds of protesters gathered in the city's iconic Tahrir Square as darkness fell. Video on social media showed a young protester being shot by Iraqi security forces under the Jumhuriya Bridge near the square. Media reports have indicated the number of injured is in the dozens. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Turkey's defense ministry said Saturday at least 13 people were killed in a car bombing near a market in the northern Syrian border town of Tal Abayad. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The ministry blamed the attack on the Syrian Kurdish People's Protection Units, or YPG, the Kurdish component of the Syrian Democratic Forces. The ministry called on world leaders to take a stand against the YPG, describing it as a cruel terror organization. Turkey has designated the YPG a terrorist group, but the U.S. considers it a key ally in the fight against the Islamic State. Ankara seized control of Tal Abayad last month after the Turkish military and its allied Syrian militia launched a military incursion into northeastern Syria after U.S. President Donald Trump ordered U.S. troops to withdraw from the region. This is VOA News.